have to sit over there. Do you mind? You know, they ought to put you in one of those blanket drags and drag you out to hell or somewhere.
You make a lot of sense. I make my change at the AMP.
I'm gonna put a weight on your leg and drop you in the East River.
Your favorite candy.
Bendy, I was laughing on that one. I was laughing so much I was choking over here on that face.
Bendy's favorite candy is the mint.
The mint.
Bendy's favorite candy is the mint. Right, Ben? Listen, I'm not calling you dummy anymore.
Even though you still are.
Standing by. Okay.
Oh, let's all be good to Bendy. Ha ha, Bendy. We were only kidding around. You see, we felt like busting somebody tonight. So we decided we were gonna bust you.
Yeah, well, if I see you, you're gonna get busted physically.
Hey, Nick. Nick, why do you use other people? Why can't you think of your own lines? Nick is always using somebody else's line or somebody else's words. He can't think for himself.
I was using those words for a reason.
Whose words was he using?
Donna. That's what Donna said. But Bendy said after that, though, on the tape. Oh, Donna, you're so kind.
What are you, a tape cassette?
What are you? A giant mouth.
At least that mouth don't have braces.
Come on back.
But at least my head has brains.
Yeah, at least I gotta admit one thing. Bendy's teeth is a lot nicer. The copper plate.
Copper fillings.
Bendy, that's a compliment.
Yeah, your acid is.
That's right, it's a compliment of, it's compliments of your mouth.
Ever safe. Oh, let's stop busting her for real. Listen, if we keep on busting her, she won't go on no more, and then we'll have nobody to bust.
You see, that's very well. The first thing Bendy thinks about is asses and things that stick out.
You stick out like a sword.
You stick out like a sword. You're so right. Bendy, the reason why I bust you like this because the way you're acting and making a fool out of yourself.
You stick out like a sore banana.
I bring up the word banana to bust her so she uses it. Use your own mind.
You look more like one than I do.
Oh, that was funny. Take away my wine, won't you?
Yeah, I'll take it away. Somebody want to take you away.
They should take you back to your western ranch.
They wouldn't take it.
Yeah, at least I could ride the horses over there. I wouldn't want to ride you, your horse.
Yeah, but the only thing is, you look like one.
Well, you smell like one. That's why I need a nose warmer.
That's right, you need a nose warmer, because when you smell somebody's thing, you have to have a nose warmer. Come on, Bray.
That made sense. That really did.
I might change the diacritic.
Broad,
smooth, breathe, Bendy. I know you're good.
Breathe, Donna.
Roger, when do I get my award?
Come on back. What?
When do I get my award?
Your award, I have to draw you up an award. Snob of March 19th,
1973.
No,
I won't be a snob
tomorrow,
don't.
Goodbye,
anybody.
Freeze,
Ben. Freeze, Donna. Freeze, Donna. Yeah, wait till tomorrow when she starts mocking you out.
I think your horse is in her brain tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, if you felt the way I felt, your horse would be your brain.
Come on back.
Yeah, get better, Donna. That way you can really knock her out full capacity.
Okay, tomorrow I'll be all better. Alright, goodbye. 3-8, 3-8, 3-8.
3-8, Donna. We're so looking forward to hear you not be that same snobbish self as tonight.
3-8, Donna. Take it easy, Donna. 3-8. Have a nice sleep if that's where you're going. And when you do fall asleep, I hope you fall asleep soon and have pleasant dreams. 3-8. I hope they're about me. 3-8.
Yeah, there'll be nightmares about you.
Shut up!
I don't have dreams about you, but nightmares.
Yeah, who... If Raj... Raj thinks about... Raj dreams about Riggs. Raj thinks about Riggs and... And Rod thinks about all the mock-outs he's going to do tomorrow the next day.
If anybody who thinks about Riggs, it's you. All your whole life is fixing Riggs, Pat. I do more better things in my spare time than you. All you have to think about is getting home from school, working on your rig, and doing nothing else.
I fix Riggs. You make out with them.
I do not do anything like that, Pat, because that's a stupid, idiotic comment.
Well, then what'd you say it for?
What you can do is, the only thing you know how to do is fix rigs. And when we go bowling, or was it a few Sundays ago, you can stand it. You had to bring your rig along. Bring that 525 along, just in case Charlie's mobile didn't work. We can always work off my portable. So all you think about is rigs, and you know it.
I guess so. You're the one. You're trying to use the line back on me. You're the one who always thinks about rigs. You love rigs. I went up your house once. I seen your lip prints on your meter. Now you tell me, Raj, how the hell that get there? I say, maybe that was rigged. It's such a baby. You can't take it. Now lay off of me. I'm fixing a rig. I sell my rigs. I'm getting off this stupid thing, man. You don't want to always be on a CB. So be on it. Talk to everybody out there. I don't care.
You're on it just as much as me. So when you mock me out about rigs, you mock yourself out just as bad because you love more than I do. I don't love my rig. I come on my rig, that's all. You open up the rig to see what you can feel up and get hot over.
You're the one that opens up your rig because you don't want to blow out your rig. You had to open it up. You told me you had to cover off for 2 months. My covers are always on my rig. So you're the one who's feeling your rig, and you felt it just a little bit too hard, and boom, the audio transfer.
That's right. I put a new transfer. As soon as I got the rig fixed, the cover went back on. But you love the rig cover off so you can get hot over those tubes in there, right, Pat? I'm making just as much sense as you right now.
I make change in action.
Yeah, you have nothing to say because you love rigs. You love fixing.
Raj loves rigs. Raj, you love them. I told you, you love them. Because you always went out with your rig. All the time. Take before. You went out to show me the yearbook. I turned my rig on, you're talking already. You're in a 10-minute conversation already. You're always talking and mocking out on the rig. You love the rig. Face it, you can't live without Citizen Advance.
I could. I lived without it for 2 months. I lived a year ago, I had it for 4 months. Not without a rig. But since you got in the house, you're fixing all the other rigs, Pat. How come you have so many rigs? You like to have a nice switch of rigs. Well, which one should I fool around with tonight?
Oh, what about Gene? Look at our rigs there. Does that mean he's queer rigs so he has a lot of rigs? Look, everybody else has a lot of rigs. That don't make sense. You don't make sense.
No, I do, Pat. Let's not talk about Gene. Let's talk about you and your rigs, how much you love them. Come on, Pat. How come you buy so many rigs?
I don't buy so many rigs. They're given to me to fix. At least I make some money out of it or something. You just sit behind the rig and get fat.
Yeah, I wonder what you do with the phone, Jack. You try to hump that or something?
That's all you do. You stick your finger in there. So I don't know what you do. You're the one that does all that baggage. Now stop that shit language because, you know.
No. That's how you make a rig pregnant. You stick it in the phone, Jack.
Oh, you telling me how to do it, because you know you did it already. It didn't work. He tries to reproduce his rig. He wants another one. Oh, jeez.
That's why you got so many rigs. You reproduce from your old 25D. That's how you got all these different rigs. That's the only reason why, I can figure.
Raj.
And the only thing you know about is CB, so when you bust somebody, you can only bust them about CB, Pat, because that's the only thing you know about in your life is CB, not me. I got more things to do than just come on this. I can do a lot more things than you can. Come on, Nick.
Yeah, 3's 8 people. Forget it. 3's people. 3's Bentley.
I got that on tape. I'm going to lock you out with that, Nick.
Yeah, but you'll be mocking out Benty, too.
I'll erase that part.
Ted Rogers.
Three's 8
people. Benty.
You love so many, you love Rick so much you gotta rob them.
If you mock me out about Riggs, I can mock you out just as much about Riggs, and you know it. So don't bring up Riggs, because you're more in love with him. And you know it.
You are not me. I'm not in love with no rig, man, because I don't need no rig. I'm selling them all. That's how much I need them. I love them so much that I took my whole Mark V apart so I could sell it and put it back the old way. I'm glad I saved the cabin. In fact, this thing's shaping up pretty good so I could sell it. So I love them so much I'm going to sell them. I don't see you selling your rig because you only have one. You try to reproduce it. Now, you just trying to start on me, man. It's not going to work. You just starting because you know I got that thing running there, so you're trying to get some good ones.
I'm trying to get some good ones. I only need one rig. So, when you hear somebody selling a new rig, you're going to buy that, fuel that up, make some love to it, and then sell that because you're done using that, buy another rig. You know, I'm talking just the way you talk. Does it sound sickening? Do I sound like I'm talking sense? Whenever you mock me like that, you make the same amount of sense.
What you say doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me because while you're talking, I'm assembling something here. I'm selling this rig and the 25B I don't own. Well, it leaves me with one rig, which is the 525, which is all I want. And when I get the money, when I get the money for this rig, I'm probably going to buy some stereo equipment, maybe. I don't know what I'm going to buy. Or save it up for some sort of garbage. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to buy a stereo amplifier. It's another thing, you don't even like music. Everybody likes music but you. So you want to get on the subject of music now?
Let's do get up on the subject of music. Music? Let's get on the subject of music. What do you listen to? You listen to garbage on WABC. It's all garbage. Like Mr. Gilbert O'Sullivan and who else? Donny Osmond, all those Femi boys. Listen to them all. Because you have no quality. When it comes to music, you have no quality.
You have no thoughts of music. I play better music. I play popular music that everybody likes. Number one, I don't listen to ABC. You do, because I always hear you play that ABC on the rig. I listen to FM. What the hell is my cassette doing on? I listen to FM. My tuner is always on WPIX or CBS, FM, WXLO, and a lot of other people will listen to those stations, so you might as well mock everybody else out, because I know a hell of a lot of people that listen to them. I don't go on AM. You're the one that's always on AM, but you got that cheap crap radio that you block everybody out with.
What's on 20, what do you play on 23? Your music on 23, that's all WABC crap. Yeah, I know all about WNEW, PLJ, all those things. I know all about them, Pat. If you think you're so good, let's see you name some groups.
I can name plenty groups. Can you?
I can probably name a few. But see, I don't bother with that much, though. I take it or leave it.
Well, I take it. I like music. Music is a relaxation. Some groups come up with some good garbage. They come up with some good stuff. And that's not, the music I play at 23, number one, is experimental. Number two, it's not ABC at all, because it's in stereo. So you don't even know what stereo is. So. You know, ABC, AM is not stereo, FM is.
2 weeks ago, Charlie put on, let me see, what was it? Yeah, Johnny went to a Led Zeppelin, one of those on. Now, he had that on. He played on 23 while you were listening to WABC crap. You were so mad when you couldn't hear your WABC junk, were you, Pat? You wanted to hear WABC more than the more popular rock groups, huh, Pat?
Yeah, it wasn't even ABC. Goldberg.
Or WWDJ. Same thing. Same AM crap, and you know it.
No, it wasn't AM. It was FM. Goldberg.
Jeez, I'm going off. I'll let you fix your rig, because I won't want to keep you from your rig. So, sorry, Jeez. Now, that doesn't make any sense, because if somebody heard you right now, they think you're an idiot. A moron. Has no mind.
No, if they heard me, they think I'm right, because they know what you do, Rob. You see, you don't understand. They all know what you do. So while you're going off, I'm gonna rewind the tape. So Trees, have fun. I think I'll just stop this a little bit.
Okay, you get finished assembling your rig and listening to WABC AM and all that. While I listen to something else or go to bed. So Trees, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, listen to AM, that's what you're gonna listen to. Anything else you wanna say before I shut it off?
But have fun in bed tonight with your rib.
Nah, that's what you're gonna do.
Or holding on to that dog leash.
Don't bring that up.
But Pat, yeah, I know a lot of people gonna tell you a lot different. You don't know things. I put it that way. You just don't know a lot of things. You're just blind to a lot of things. So I'm. See, I know a lot more than you think I know. Put it that way. So Trees, I'm gone.
Yeah, you know more about making rigs pregnant than I do, because you told me before how to do it, so you must know. All right, Trees, now look, I'm shutting the rig off in the tape, because now you're just wasting. All right, here we go, we're going to shut it off. Say your last words on it now, because if you, whatever you want to do, you want to know. How come you're the one who always wants the audio check? How's my rig doing, you know? Is it the 9-month period yet?
That's right. I came on the air, I just got my transformer. I wonder how it sounded, hums or anything like that. And you're the one whenever you gotta bust me, it's like that, you say something about making rigs pregnant and all this. You can't do it, so it's obviously ridiculous. And if you know how, boy, you're real pretty good with rigs, because nobody else knows how. You can, patent it, Pat, and tell the rest of the world.
See, that's where you made your mistake, okay? You gotta admit this one. You're the one who broke the pregnancy. You're the one who says, what do you do, trying to make the rig pregnant by putting it in the phone jack? So you're the one who brought it up. I didn't bring that up. You brought it up. And I can play this back as proof, so. Three, say you know, this is it. I heard your last word. That's it. I'm out.
Alright. You gotta mass produce your, tape.
Pregnant.
Go to my
Don't step on her, Raj.
I'm not stepping on you.
Aw, come on! Who is it then?
It's not me.
Who is it?
Don't ask me. I wouldn't step on her. I wouldn't waste my time on her. You're the only person on the air that would waste your time on her. Trees, I'm out.
Go ahead, AJ.
The channel F9 that I have, okay?
Nah, it's too close to 9.
And then go to the other one. Where's the other one then? Well, go to 4:00. Alright?
I don't know what you mean, but hold on, I'll find something.
We checked at the negative.
Go to 14.
4:00. Break 1-4.
Go ahead. You got a copy?
10-4. You got a copy?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Okay. What happened? My crystal blew? I use it all the time.
Well, it didn't blow.